Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. 70-year-old Utah State University retiree Ned Weinschenker, a member of the USU Handball Club, came to the StoryCorps booth to share his lifelong love for the game of handball, which began when he was growing up in the Midwood neighborhood of Brooklyn.
I did grow up in Brooklyn, and it was there that about the age of maybe 9 or 10, I started learning about handball. It turns out in New York, there are handball courts everywhere. In the park that I played at, we had, I believe there were 5 handball courts, literally around the corner from where I live. On Saturdays and Sundays, what they called court number 1 was reserved for the men. At this particular park, on a nice day in the spring or summer, there could be 100 people standing around this court watching a game. They were betting on it. They were betting on whatever else was going on in the world at that time. Some of them actually brought beach chairs and were sitting around the court. So I'd watch those games and watch these good players and see how they played and absorbed it and started to understand about it. And then I'd either go with friends that I knew or I'd just go over and whoever was there, we'd start playing a game. And that was good because most other sports I didn't do well in. I was a fat kid, and a lot of my local friends played basketball, and for some reason I had zero coordination to be able to do a layup. But for handball, it was just natural. I just went out and started playing, and the body motions that you have to perform to hit the ball properly just felt right to me. By the time I got to high school, I was doing pretty well. There was a high school team, and we played all the way up to city championships. And I probably won 90% of the games that I played. I was fat all the way through high school, and actually, in some ways, it may have been a real benefit because my opponents, if they didn't know me, probably thought I couldn't move that fast. They'd hit a shot and think, he's not going to get it, so they wouldn't move. And then I'd get it, and they'd be standing there. And I just smiled and went back to the game. Handball really was my passion, and one of the things I liked is there's not a lot of equipment. It's basically your body. You're not using a bat. You're not using a racket. I got to the point where I wasn't even wearing gloves, so I could just go out anywhere and play handball. It gave me a huge sense of confidence. Even with the weight that I was carrying, I excelled at a game, excelled at something physical. I can close my eyes and visualize myself on the court and some of the people I played with. One in particular, he and I were probably the closest friends, and we are still friends today. He suggested last year that as 4 of us reached the age of 70, that we ought to have a reunion in Brooklyn. And we went back and we walked the old neighborhoods and we went to the handball courts. Here it was, a beautiful Saturday. There was nobody playing. The courts were empty. There were leaves on the courts and nobody was playing. But the 4 of us got on the court and we were playing handball again. And then a few other younger kids came along. So I went over and said, hey, how about a game of doubles? I partnered with the youngest kid, and we beat the other 2 teenagers. And my friends were just amazed that I was still able to get on the court and move like that. But I really got into it with these younger kids. In and out of my life, I thought about handball, and I just look back at it with incredibly fond memories. It just is something I love to do. And when you make a good shot, it just feels wonderful.
Ned has recently taken up indoor 4-wall handball at USU with a group of fellow retirees. He continues to enjoy the social and physical benefits of the game. The USU Handball Club is participating in the U.S. Handball Association's National Collegiate Championships next week in Raleigh, North Carolina. These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on 2 campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.